I'm Sylvia Burgos Toffness, and this is Deep Roots Radio. Every week, my guests help us connect the dots between what we eat and how it's grown, because every single food dollar we spend either protects or degrades the environment, produces foods with high nutrition or empty calories, and either helps pay a fair wage or keeps farm workers among the working poor. We get to make that choice every time we push a cart through the grocery store, visit the farmer's market, and eat at a restaurant. I hope you enjoy this interview.
You know, so many of those farmers out there have long experience. You know, you, in fact, you know, you left dairy farming after having dairy cattle after 30 years, and now you're deep into grass-fed beef. Mm-hmm. So many of the farms in our area are second and third generation and fourth generation farms, mm-hmm. celebrating centuries.
We're third generation.
You're third generation.
Place. Yeah.
There are lots of new farmers, though, as well, all across the countryside, not just in Polk County in Wisconsin, but across the United States. And many of those beginning farmers, according to the 2017 census anyway, are minority groups. Lots of them are women. And a very significant group is veterans, military people returning to their homeland, to their hometowns very often after serving, and picking up a pitchfork, getting into tractors, now cultivating fields and managing livestock. And today we have with us someone who can help us understand lots more about this group of farmers. And it is Sarah Cope, who is the president of the Wisconsin chapter of the Farmer Veteran Coalition. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Ah, you bet. You know, Sarah, we met a few months back at various conferences, and certainly I've known about the Farmer Veteran Coalition for a few years, but it was really interesting to start getting more detail about what this organization is and what it does. Can you please kind of introduce us all to what the FVC does?
Sure. So it FVC, that's normally the short version, and being, you know, from the military, we always have to come up with some kind of acronym. So that's kind of what you see us listed at is FVC, Farmer Veterans Coalition. And we were started by Michael O'Gorman, who started the organization back around 2007. It started in California, and there was had been a study done by the University of New Hampshire that had shown that rural families were kind of sending more people over to Iraq and Afghanistan and serving in the military. And when they were coming back, you know, things such as, you know, PTS and stuff like this were affecting veterans. And they tended to do really, really well being out on a farm, working independently and stuff like that. So Farmer Veterans Coalition was formed, and they started working with people on the West Coast. And throughout the years, it's grown. And in 2019, 2020, we put together the committee to form the Wisconsin chapter. And I believe it was 2021 when we became a certified chapter with the Farmer Veterans Coalition Wisconsin. And so, yeah, so we're out there helping veterans and getting into anything agricultural.
Okay. You know, one of the things I guess I'd like to state at this moment is that, yes, you yourself have a small 40-acre farm, but you've got, and that may be somewhat newer for you, but you come to this conversation and to the issue so deeply grounded in military service. As I, you know, kind of read from your background, you're a fifth generation you're from the fifth generation in your family that has served in the military for the United States. And for that, You know, I thank you for your service. You started out in the Navy, moved to the Marine Corps, and finally retired in 2016 as a lieutenant colonel. And in that time, you had numbers of deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. So you bring with you not only kind of the desire, obviously, to serve our military, but you know exactly what these men and women have gone through, and then what's possible with this connection with the land and with growing our food. When you take a look at your own experience, and when you take a look at the men and women who've returned from active duty and now are now getting in the land, what is that connection that you see?
Well, I think, you know, when you go to a country, Iraq probably more so than Afghanistan, you know, Iraq used to be like the Silicon Valley of the Middle East, and they were very forward thinking. And when I was there, I was talking to older women at the time who used to wear mini skirts and beehives. And I know that sounds strange because that's not what the image that Iraq has now. But one of the things I think most veterans see is how quickly things can turn around and how precarious our food system is. Mm. And, you know, most folks in Iraq don't get to go to a store and get food. They have to grow it. And I think veterans, one, enjoy the challenge, right? Every year is an experiment, right? You never know how things are going to come out. And I think veterans enjoy trying to figure out how to get the best crops and things to grow quickly. And then the other thing is the independence and the solitude and just that connection with the land. You know, when you're over there and you're serving in combat and you're out in the middle of nowhere, and it's just, you know, literally I sat in the middle of the desert, the most beautiful stars I could ever see until the Scud missiles went over. But, you know, for the most part, it was gorgeous, right? And so I think veterans really appreciate the land and how beautiful it is and how fun it is to try to get things to come out of that in an edible form.
It was interesting to kind of see the history of your organization on the web. And it's a really great website. It really provides lots of interesting insight. When this organization was formed, I mean, it sounded like it took a look at those servicemen and women who were coming back and finding that they were not being served as broadly or as well as they might be, especially when they returned to rural communities. Did you find also that kind of disparity in the kind of services that might be available, let's say, in an urban situation versus a small farming town?
Yeah, Wisconsin is not, there's a lot of people that have served in the military, but there's not a lot of military bases here. You know, Fort McCoy, is the biggest one that comes to mind. And so, you know, veterans, you know, when they come back, if you don't know that there's programs out there, it's really hard to find that there are programs out there that are willing to help, you know, get you started in farming, let alone the fact that the U.S. government has recognized the sacrifices that military members have made and created a lot of programs for them. It's really hard to find somebody that can point you in the direction. And of course, there's no such thing as a one-stop shop to get all of this figured out. And so with the Farmer Veterans Coalition here in Wisconsin, one of the things that we've tried to concentrate on is fellowship and trying to get veterans training and pointed in the right direction on some of these programs. You know, if you've been a farmer for, you know, if you grew up in it and you've been a farmer for 20 or 30 or 40 years, you know where to go to find some of those resources. But if you're brand new to it, it's kind of a hard nut to crack.
Mm. Now, this organization still, I guess I consider it still fairly new. Do you find that, that there were important partnerships that kind of grew up with this coalition in order to provide the new farmer with the help that they needed?
Yeah, so like Farmer Veterans Coalition has partnered with the U.S. Ag Department, and they've partnered with other, they partner with all of the states. They have a program called Homegrown by Heroes. So one of the things that veterans do and a lot of people in the U.S. do is they want to help veterans. And so if you have a veteran or a non-veteran, veterans tend to want to buy from veterans. And so they have a program called Homegrown by Heroes. And it's just a sign that you register through the Farmer Veterans Coalition, or if there's a partnership, you can register through the state. Wisconsin has a partnership with the Farmer Veterans Coalition, and so you can get a Homegrown by Heroes sign that also incorporates the state logo and everything. And so that's one of the biggest partners is partnering with states, and that's slowly coming online. We don't have them in every state yet, but I know that they're working towards that. Mm. And then we have some partnerships like with Kubota. They do Kubota giveaways every year. And then we also do some grants to like tractor supply company and stuff like that. So and it's there's more coming out every year as the program continues to grow.
Boy, I'm so glad about that. You know. Not very often, I suspect. You know the figures better than I. Many veterans come back having been suffered from injuries due to war, their involvement in combat. How does the Farmer Veteran Coalition kind of address that?
So there's a couple of different ways. One, the Veterans Affairs here in Wisconsin is, I think, right now the only VA in the system that actually offers a farm training program.
Wow.
And so veterans can go through that process. And so, in some ways, I hate to say, you know, we're fortunate, but we're fortunate to have a Department of Veterans Affairs system available. So if they come back and they're missing a limb, or they're struggling with post-traumatic stress. Some of those things, the VA has different ways of helping veterans be able to accomplish whatever their job is. And so they can get, you know, some prosthetics that are set up specifically for what they need on the farm or whatever. We also, on our board, we have AgriBility with us. And I'm not sure if you're listeners are familiar with AgriBility, but they can go out and do a survey, and they have literally a toolbox full of equipment and stuff that they can point to you that will help you better do your job safer, depending upon what your limitations may be. Anything from a hand shovel with a pistol grip instead of a straight arm, all the way up to stairs to get into a skid steer. Or a side-loaded skid steer instead of having to crawl over the bucket. And so those are some of the things that we can look at to help. And then we as an organization, as a chapter, we can also help veterans help search out any other opportunities that there might be to help them with whatever their limitations may be.
Wow. You know, did you find that there's a lot of demand for the kind of services and the kind of programs that the coalition offers? Do you see people calling you, or are you still doing a lot of outreach?
So we're still doing a lot of outreach. People hear about us, but, when any time you get into any kind of industry, right, you get bombarded with all of these organizations. Join us here for $35. Join us here for $25.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the best things about the Farmer Veterans Coalition is we're free. Totally free. Doesn't cost you anything.
Wow.
You go to the national website, which is farmvetco.org, and you sign up, and they push down the new members to the individual states. Then we try to reach out to you and invite you. Once or twice a year, we try to hold some kind of a conference/training event for a day. And we move that around the state. So, you know, we can give, you know, everything is not Madison-centric in the state. So we try to move our stuff around. You can always find us at, we tend to go to the Farm Tech Days, always. And then you can find us at other events as well. And so that's a long way of saying we're still growing and trying to get people to recognize who we are. But national is, has probably a better presence overall, than the individual state chapters so far.
Now you mentioned, Homegrown by Heroes, which is a great, program so that people, the veterans can find things grown by their veterans, but also anyone can, who wants to support our veterans as they're kind of going into agriculture can kind of find them and support them. What other kind of programs do you have through this coalition?
So they have some apprenticeship programs at the national level. Ag Vets, and it's an apprenticeship program. And I'm not quite as familiar with that because it's one of our newer programs. But they also... they kind of have a database where, depending upon where you're from or where you want to go, they can look at it and tell you if there are some programs in that area that you can apply for. Like one of the things that we here in Wisconsin try to push is the Angelic Organic Institute of Learning has a farm beginning course that's sponsored. Recognized by the Department of Ag, and when you complete the 1 year course, you are given a certificate. So basically, that helps you go out if you're looking to get loans or anything like that. And it says, "Hey, you didn't just wake up today and decide to become a farmer, right? You've received a certain level of training." And then some of those programs, a lot of the programs though do depend on what state you're in as to what they have to offer. And obviously the further west you go, the more solidified they are in their programs because they've been around longer.
Got it. You know, what is it about having been a member of the military and having been, perhaps in combat, a veteran, that perhaps predisposes that returning vet to kind of approach maybe agriculture slightly differently, approach it maybe in a more disciplined fashion, do you think?
Well, you know, when you're in the military, excuse me, everything is obviously militaristic. You're up early, you're working hard, you know, everything is laid out, there's checklists. So I think that military members come at this challenge probably differently than somebody who has been doing it for a while or whatever, because, you know, Iraq and, primarily Iraq, a little bit of Afghanistan, you know, they're huge agricultural countries, and you get to see that while you're there, and you see different practices, you know, that go on there, and how simple some of those practices can be, but yet yield so much. And so I think that military members are hardworking. They don't give up very easily. That can be a pro or a con, you know, and they bring a logistical mindset with them. It's like, okay, before A can happen, I have to have all these other things lined up in order to get there. And they know how to stay on task. They understand what deadlines are. You know, if you say 9 o'clock, they're going to be there. They were taught to be there 15 minutes ahead of time, not 15 minutes later. And I think that those are some of the practices that they bring in. And they also bring in the ability to do things independently, because there are times that you have to do things independently, but also they have the ability to work with large groups, even if they don't like each other, right? They can still get a mission completed. That's just what they've been taught. Some of them since they were 17 years old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they bring that kind of a can-do mindset to anything that they're working on.
You know, that's those are attributes that I think a lot of our communities can use, you know.
Definitely. And, you know, so we kind of, with our name of our organization, Farmer Veterans, we've kind of limited ourselves in a way with the name, because we help anybody who wants to get into anything to do with agricultural. So, you know, in the military, we have mechanics, right? So if they get out and they want to be a mechanic on a tractor, that's something that we also support. We just don't support the person who wants to go and put seed to ground. If you want to sell that seed, we support you. If you want to do, you know, hulls on dairy cow or cows, you know, whatever it is that's in that agricultural world is something that we're willing to help. And as we're building our organization here in Wisconsin, if people want to know, like, what they could do to help the organization is, if you have the ability to teach a skill that's in agriculture, let us know. Because if we get a veteran that's interested in that, we would point them in your direction. You know, so if you are looking for mechanics in the tractor shop or whatever, and we have somebody, let us know, and we can, you know, send any veterans that we know that want to do that your way.
Wow, that's
so
a really,
there's a lot of opportunity.
That's a really important message, I think, as well, because you need to have the full infrastructure in order to make an agricultural system work. It's not just the seeds in the soil. There are all those supporting systems that get things from the field to the table. And that's a really good point, because even just given the current market situation, people are searching for really experienced people to pull into their workplace.
Right.
And this would be really helpful. Dave Corbett, did you have a question?
Yes. As a farmer who is not a veteran, is there something we can do to assist in this whole process?
Sure. We are always looking for people who are willing to mentor individuals who are wanting to get into the industry, you know, and be honest about it. You know, like we want them to learn not only the great sides, but what the potential downfalls are. And so we're always looking for people who are willing to be mentors to veterans and possibly, you know, provide them an opportunity to learn a skill of whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's driving a tractor or, you know, taking care of hogs or whatever it is. I think what happens too with veterans is a lot of times they end up doing quote homesteading. And as they're going through that process, they're learning that they have extra stuff that they can sell to the public. And so small farmers that are doing market gardening would, you know, be nice. Also, you know, a veteran who comes out can't necessarily, you know, be one of these larger farm operations, but they can eventually get there. Somebody helps to show them, you know, how to get there, avoid pitfalls, you know, don't go into debt, you know, in your first year by, you know, $400,000. Do it incrementally, you know, buy a used tractor. You don't have to buy new, that kind of stuff. You know, these are the skills you need to learn. Like, you know, I am not a small engine repair person. And that's kind of one of the skills that I had to learn, was because every time I was out there in the field, I was breaking something, right? Either because the equipment was just breaking or from inexperience, and I was having to run it off to somebody else to try to work on it. And so, you know, little skills like that people who have been in the community of agriculture for so long would be fantastic to help veterans get into it.
Thank you for putting that out there, because I suspect that the farmers who are listening, some of them are small farmers, some of them are urban dwellers, would like to know what can we do to help those men and women who served us so well that we can be of some service to them.
Yeah, and I'd like to also say too, it's free. We have veterans that are the main members, but we also take non-veterans as associate members. And so, you know, if anybody is interested in working with veterans or having a connection to that community, please go to the farmvetco.org website and join as an associate member, because then that helps us to reach out to you as well. And, you know, and invite you into the community and see what people are doing.
Okay, thank you for that. So, you know, you'd mentioned that the Wisconsin chapter is fairly new. It's now into its fourth year, I guess?
Yes.
And so what is the outlook? Have you got any ideas for what you'd like to kind of see or accomplish in the near or longer term?
So our biggest thing right now is building our memberships. We're up to about 700 members. We're still cleaning our lists that we get from National, because sometimes they're duplicates and stuff, but We would like to get more membership, and then we would like to start having some active, more people that are wanting to be active within the organization. And all we ask is whatever it is you can do. If you only have an hour a month to work with us, we're down with that. If you only have 15 minutes, that's cool too. So we're always looking for that kind of engagement. If you have an idea, if you know of any resources that are out there for veterans that we don't know about, we would appreciate a heads up. So our biggest thing is raising our awareness and trying to get veterans into whatever ag aspect that they would like to get into. And so if you're a veteran, please reach out to us. And the best way, I hate to say throwing you to the National, but the best way is to go to National to sign up. And we also have a Facebook site as well. And we are doing the Ag Solidarity Network. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that.
That's no. Something that,
so that's something that Marble Seed has put together. And the long and the short of it is that the AgriBility Network, what it is Facebook for farmers. So you don't have to wade through, like, what everybody in your family and friends are doing. You go into this website, and you can go right to Farmer Veterans Coalition, or we can write a feed, and that'll pop up. And everything is in there is all related to agriculture.
So can I ask, Sarah, can I ask you for that again? Where do they go on Facebook?
If you just type in Farmer Veterans Coalition,
okay,
Wisconsin, then it'll come up.
Great.
In the search engine. And then the Ag Solidarity Network, there's an app. They have an app for it as well. And in lack of a better term, anybody can go sign up for it, just like Facebook.
Okay.
And like I said, for lack of a better way, it's basically Facebook for farmers or people who are in the ag industry. So you're not getting all that other stuff. It's very targeted.
All right. Well, I'll make a point to include those kinds of resources when I post this podcast on the website,
okay,
on my website, so that people can see it there as well. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for being with us this morning and helping us understand the real, really important resource the Farmer Veteran Coalition is, not only to the farmers who are veterans and become part of this network and who make use of its resources, but to all of us who farm and who enjoy the products that they produce.
Visit my website, BronxToBarn.com, to download this and past interviews, to learn about my farm, and to reserve 100% grass-fed beef. We deliver to Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. Thanks.